Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First up this morning, the Independent TD Catherine Connolly has declared her intention to run in the presidential election. She's the second official candidate in the race for the Oras alongside Fine Gael's Mairead McGuinness. And as the race for the presidency gathers pace, I'm joined by Jack Horgan-Jones, political correspondent with the Irish Times, to look at the potential runners and riders. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Claire.
So Catherine Connolly has announced now that she is going to run for the presidency. Are we clear that she has the numbers she needs at this stage?
So I think if she doesn't, she will soon. She's obviously helped by the fact that last week there was a meeting of the left-wing parties who, as we know, have been trying for some time to coalesce around a consensus candidate. And while they haven't all arrived at the same place at the same time, sufficient numbers of them have chosen to back Catherine Connolly to give her the wind in her sails, effectively, with the Social Democrats and People Before Profit coming out to say that they will back her. That gave her 14 nominations of the 20 that she needs, and she's picking up other ones kind of left, right and centre. I think that the confirmed count that we had recently in the Irish Times was around 16, but rising to probably 18 plus. And I think that when she was on Radio na Gaeltachta this morning to confirm her candidacy, she was making confident noises about getting the 20. So whether it's all signed, sealed, delivered at this stage, I'm not quite sure, but certainly the trajectory is there, and the widespread assumption is that she will get the 20. So she will be on the ballot paper, and for so long we had nobody confirmed, and all of a sudden we have two candidates in the field.
Now, she did her interview this morning. She's going to do a launch then as well today, isn't she, at lunchtime outside Leinster House?
Yeah, she's going to meet with members of the media outside the gates on Kildare Street, I think, and it's expected that she'll be flanked by some of the Oireachtas members, some of the TDs and senators who have committed to backing her candidature. So that'll be her first kind of full-scale interaction with the press. I know she did the interview this morning, but I think it'll be an interesting road test of the campaign proper. You know, we've been talking about this and talking around this for so many weeks and months now, but now it's properly getting underway. And the media will have a chance to kind of, I suppose, sink their teeth into a confirmed candidate, and she'll be facing a whole array of questions about her past, her plans for the presidency, her vision for the presidency, and her plan for the campaign as well, I suppose.
And so it begins. Now, she did meet with the Labour Party yesterday, and we had mixed reports before that meeting about how well she would be received, but they haven't made a decision yet on whether they're going to back her or not.
No, they haven't. So they're doing one of these consultative processes, which Sinn Féin have also done. They're going out to the membership over the next couple of weeks and seeking to kind of listen to the grassroots about what they want Labour to do when it comes to the presidential election. So they met, as you said, with Catherine Connolly yesterday. She is, of course, a former Labour Party member, left in a kind of constituency level turf war with Michael D. Higgins, of course, back in 2006. She wanted to be his running mate for the general election in 2007, but both he and headquarters weren't having any of it, so she set up her stall as an independent, latterly winning election to the Dáil in 2016. So it presents, I suppose, an interesting, you know, historical and strategic choice for the Labour Party. As we've said, she probably doesn't need all their numbers to get the nomination, but for the Labour Party, I suppose the question is, do they back Catherine Connolly or do they back nobody at all? Because it's kind of difficult to see another left-leaning independent emerging now and gathering enough support from the Labour Party and others. And even if they did come through, then there's a potential you could kind of split that left independent vote. So that's certainly the view within the Labour Party. Do they back Catherine Connolly or sit this one out? And I think they'd feel conflicted perhaps about sitting it out entirely.
So let's turn then to Mairead McGuinness for Fine Gael. She was the only person who was in the race and within the party when the nominations closed, but still not formally ratified by the party. But that's just a box ticking exercise, isn't it? When will that happen?
That's due to happen in September. And as you say, 99% a box ticking exercise, but you know, there are events between now and September. So I think that's part of the reason why the widespread expectation is that she will run, certainly in this first phase, a fairly risk averse strategy. I don't think we'll be seeing much in the way of media engagements or doorsteps. Talking to people within Fine Gael yesterday, the expectation was that she'll be up and down the country meeting voters, but that the campaign proper won't get into swing until probably well well into August or even September when that nomination is formally ratified and the campaign really gets underway. Part of that, I think, is because she has that kind of front runner energy to her. I know we haven't seen the campaign or even the full field of candidates yet, but she's polling pretty well. And that obviously makes you a target for increased scrutiny. And the longer that you're in that position, the more likely it is that something might blow up or blow back in you, and you know that could dent your chances in the election when it comes.
Yeah, interesting reports though around this morning that Fine Gael might look, or some at least in the party might be in favour of having a presidential election in September before the budget. Have you heard anything about that?
Sorry, the line just dropped for a second. I think you're asking about having the election in September.
Yeah, that there are some in Fine Gael, it's reported this morning anyway, who might be in favour of doing that so it comes before the budget.
I hadn't heard that. I mean, it would be interesting because it pulls it back away from that political danger zone of, you know, late autumn, early winter when you have shorter evenings and worse weather and the electorate is generally in a grumpier humour, and everything we've heard about the budget so far suggests that it's going to be far from the giveaway spectacular as we've seen in recent years. So it could potentially kind of defang that element of risk. I'm not sure exactly what the kind of logistics or choreography would be around that, but it'd be certainly interesting to watch if they can pull it forward.
So let's talk about Fianna Fáil then. Still no decision from that party. Fergus Finlay this morning on Morning Ireland was convinced that if it were Micheál Martin, he'd be in with a good shout. But he seems to be, I mean, we don't know his personal feelings on it, but given that he hasn't said anything, reticent about putting his name up there?
Yeah, I'd be shocked, to be honest, if Micheál Martin was to put his name forward. We had Jack Chambers, who is obviously a kind of key lieutenant of Micheál Martin. He was on the News and One, I think it was, yesterday. He said that the Taoiseach is very focused on the job that he has, that is being Taoiseach. And I haven't heard anything to suggest that he's going to move from that position. But equally, it seems that the Taoiseach is kind of less than convinced by any of the potential Fianna Fáil runners and riders that we've seen mentioned so far. And there's been a whole long list of them. I think what we're likely to see from Fianna Fáil is quite typical of Micheál Martin. I think there'll be a cautious approach, which is focused on timing your run very well, timing your political run very well. This is something that he did well in the general election last year, and not making a decision until he kind of has to, and letting the kind of facts on the ground perhaps change if they are going to change, or letting things play out, see exactly what the politics are and what the potential, who the potential candidates are, when it comes to the point where he has to decide who to back or indeed whether to run a candidate at all.
Yeah, and someone has told, from within Fianna Fáil, has told the Irish Independent that if Maura Geoghegan-Quinn wants it for Fianna Fáil, she can win it.
Yeah, so she becomes the latest in, as I said, a long list of putative Fianna Fáil candidates. Also, the Irish Daily Mail reporting today that no lesser personage than Paddy Bonner is being talked about internally as well within Fianna Fáil. So, yeah.
Niall Quinn in there too?
And Niall Quinn apparently in there as well. So all the heroes of Irish football in the 90s perhaps getting a run out for the Irish. It's very difficult to kind of tell the signal from the noise, I think, at the moment when it comes to the Fianna Fáil candidate. I think certainly someone like Maura Geoghegan-Quinn is obviously a kind of grande of the party. She has a considerable political track record. But equally, they've been kind of looking outside the party a little bit for some recent races like this. I know that it's difficult to compare a presidential race from an MEP one, but they had quite a bit of success in Ireland South when they convinced Cynthia Murcu to join the ballot paper and she ended up taking a seat. So that might be a shape that they like for the presidential election. There's a lot of variables to balance.
Just looking at Sinn Féin and Piers Doherty on Morning Ireland this morning saying they haven't made any decisions yet, but you've got to think, Jack, that if Mary Lou MacDonald were to put her name forward, that it would very much change the view of Fianna Fáil on the whole thing.
I think it would definitely mean they couldn't sit it out, because I think that Mary Lou MacDonald would have a credible chance. I think that she's just about the strongest candidate that Sinn Féin could run. I think Michelle O'Neill would also be a strong candidate. Again, it's kind of hard to say exactly what's underlying Mary Lou MacDonald's shift, and it is a clear shift in position on whether she'd be interested in the Irish. She said, I think back in March, that it wouldn't be her. She's now changed that position to it might be her. I think the calculus that Sinn Féin has to run, I suppose, it runs in two directions. Firstly, does she want it, and does she want to no longer be the president and leader of Sinn Féin? Or conversely, do the party no longer want her to be president and leader of Sinn Féin? If the answer to either of those questions is yes, then the presidential run, the potential to win the office, I mean, that's a credible off-ramp. But if her future is as leader of Sinn Féin, I think a run for the Irish could potentially damage that. You know, it detracts from the whole political project at the core of Sinn Féin. And even if she were to win, the political prize there for Sinn Féin is diminished by the nature of that office. It's a non-executive. It's a non-executive office. It's one that has to, of essence, be above party politics and a president for the population. So, would she be able to kind of take the strident positions of advocacy that she has done while leader of Sinn Féin? And would she? She obviously wouldn't be an electoral asset for that party anymore.
Mm-hmm. And we wait and see what they will do. And as you say, and I think we both agree, that's very much going to impact what Fianna Fáil decide to do. Can we talk about Padraig Tobin an Aontú for a moment? Because he was in with us on the gathering the week before last, and he was saying that they had a candidate in mind who they were willing to back. Now, I think most people at that time thought it was Catherine Connolly because her name emerged over the course of that weekend. But now he says he wants 25 Oireachtas members to come together to support this nominating caucus to choose another candidate to nominate for the presidency.
Yeah, he really set the tongues wagging with that appearance on your show a couple of weeks ago. And
oh, we were all dying to know, weren't we, who it was?
He's kind of done similar. It's an interesting and novel idea. So apparently there are at least two independent candidates in the field making calls to TDs and senators, asking them would they be interested in backing their campaign. My understanding is one of those is Declan Ganley, the businessman, the founder of Libertas. He's been speaking to people over the last few days. But that's a kind of messy process. You know, you have to go around the houses, engage in these bilateral rounds of political horse trading, all without the substantial weight of numbers behind you that might make you a undisputedly credible candidate. So Padraig Tobin has had this idea that he's written to 25 other Oireachtas members, plus the three from Aontú would make 28. And he said, let's get together, let's meet these potential candidates and let's have a vote, you know, under exactly what kind of governance structures, or, you know, whether this would just be an ad hoc vote, you know, I suppose remains to be seen. But that vote would agree to then nominate someone. So it acts as an electoral college almost within the Oireachtas, or a nominating caucus, I think Padraig has called it. So it's a way to kind of short circuit that process where they have to engage one-on-one with all the different members. Look, if it comes together, it would really be an interesting and original and innovative way of doing it. The question, I suppose, is whether Padraig will get support from 20 plus other members of the Oireachtas, or whether this is something that will just be an Aontú project that they don't have the sufficient numbers behind.
And you said there are two independent candidates, one of whom you reckon is Declan Ganley. Do you know who the other one is?
I don't. If I did, it would be in the paper.
Right. Okay, well, we'll wait and see. I'm sure the names will emerge as we go on. Jack, thanks so much for taking us through it all. That's Jack Horgan-Jones there reporting on the presidential election campaign, which is just about to start when Catherine Connolly stands outside the gates of Leinster House. I think we can say that the firing gun will spark at that point. Now, coming up next, Brian O'Connell is going to get a flavour of the excitement in Cork ahead of the All-Ireland hurling final against Tipperary this weekend.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.